the Bluegrass Opera, which is a company in town. It's run by a gentleman named Lauren Dechtenberg, and sort of their specialty has been to present new and contemporary opera. And they had put out a request on an online listserv where people, you know, exchange information about music programs and stuff, saying they were looking for scores for new operas. And it just so happened that the widow of a composer named Ernst Bacon is also on that site, and she saw it and decided to run the score for her husband's opera, A Tree on the Plains, by them to see if they would be interested in doing it. And Lorne was aware of who Ernst Bacon was and was very interested in seeing what they had to offer, and they're producing it this weekend.
What's the storyline?
Well, the storyline, it's been described a little bit as kind of Oklahoma meets Grapes of Wrath. It's set in the West during the Dust Bowl, during the Depression, and you have a real sort of rural-urban conflict that takes place there. And there's a lot of, you know, great music and dancing, too. It is a show that was premiered at Columbia University back in the 1940s. And then it had a few more, like, concert productions or academic productions over the years. But it has never had a full professional production until now. So people here in Lexington can take a look at it and see, you know, if they think it's a show worth having a bit of a life.
And kind of a Mozart versus Salieri story, there's this Kentuckian who came out of nowhere to win the Metropolitan Opera auditions this year, and he's performing this weekend at UK Singletary Center.
That's right. Anthony Clark Evans was sort of the, you know, the underdog story of the year in the opera world. He was a car salesman in Elizabethtown. Now, he did have an academic, you know, he studied voice for a while at Murray State University, but then he got married and they needed to support their household, and so he left Murray State and went to work in E-Town selling cars. But he's kept up his singing, and he decided to go give the Metropolitan Opera auditions a try down in Memphis. And he started making it through each round to the next level until he won. He was one of the five winners overall of the national competition this spring in New York. And so they are presenting his premier professional recital here at the Singletary Center on Saturday night.
And then I guess he's going on tour?
Well, he is, he's still, you know, even after winning the Met auditions, he's still entering competitions and is hopeful to get into the Chicago Lyric Opera's Young Artists program this fall. That's sort of what he's got his sights set on right now. But he is, he has left the auto dealership now and is hoping to pursue a professional career. So this will be sort of a stepping out moment for him.
Rich Copley, thanks for stepping out with us.
All right, thank you.